White, J.E. White, Emma. St. Helena, California. July 1, 1906. Edson and Emma White. Dear children, Sabbath, June 30th, was a very warm day. Today it is so very hot that I have not been able to exercise mind or body. For a month I have had the influenza, but I thank the Lord that I am improving. For both breakfast and dinner today, I have had all I desired of rich, sweet apricots. The peaches and apricots are delicious. Our peach trees are old, and we have only a few peaches this year, but we have new trees that will bear soon. I have been so hungry for fruit fresh from the trees that I could eat nothing else. We shall have these two kinds of fruit from now on. We have had a good crop of loganberries. They were very large and abundant. We did not raise strawberries this year, and we had very few cherries. Apples do not do well in our orchard. Our grapes are doing well. We have a few plants of a new mammoth blackberry, which we are going to try. We have been selling peas for more than a month, besides having an abundance for our own use. We have begun on the second crop now. I am trying to put my trust in the Lord, and not to look on the dark side. There are things that make me very, very sad. I must remember that our work is to preach the gospel to every creature. Therefore, I shall continue to bear my testimony. We must do our very best in faith, in whatever position we are. Human effort in the dispensation of the gospel is to last as long as our life shall last. In defiance of all satanic agencies, the gospel is to continue as the great and only principle of the world's regeneration. Men, women, and youth are to be united in the one great chosen agency, which God has acknowledged by standing back of the workers who preach the word, being instant in season and out of season. No criticism is to be entertained to break up the faith of the people of God. No sowing of tares among the wheat. There is now to be a faith that grasps the infinite power. Every soul, every heart, is to be united with the source of all power. Thank God, the fields are all open for the consecrated, devoted workers. Calls are coming in from every direction for ministers and teachers. More and more pressure will come to hedge up the way. But the sufficiency is provided. We are to be settled and grounded in the truth, holding fast the Word of God. We must keep our prayers ascending to God, with not a breath of despondency. With the psalmist we can say, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved, God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved, he uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolation he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow, and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still, and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Psalm 46, verse 1 to 11. I am the Lord's messenger to speak to all who would be represented in the heavenly courts, with the pleasure of the Lord Jesus Christ, that they have held the beginning of their confidence without wavering, firm unto the end. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, the earth also, and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat? Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, Be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot, and blameless. And account that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul also, according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable wrest, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. 2 Peter 3, verse 9 to 18.